All right, so a few things. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. That's the first thing. Second thing is, I find this very amusing. Sometimes Alvin will tell me something through the glass into my ear, and I'll react a certain way and maybe give him a little crap. And then he reacts by playing one of his drops. He doesn't communicate with me directly. I'll give you an example. He's like, dude, I need A, B, C, D, and E. And my response is, dude, you do understand that five things at one time is not possible. And his response is to fire the anything is possible. Like, this is how we communicate. He communicates with me by firing his drops at me. We don't have conversations. All right, so there is that. I want to go back and say thank you very much to the Orlando Magic, and specifically two people. Like, you have the draft lottery. It's one of the biggest nights in franchise history. They win it, and not only the day after, but in hour number one, their head coach, Jamal Mosley, comes on the program. That's what's known in the business as a very good get. A very good get. So I am deeply appreciative of that, and I want to thank two people for that specifically. Number one, the coach, great guy, great coach, great dude, tremendous energy. And yeah, of course he's happy. They had a big night, but it doesn't mean he's got to come on first thing the next morning and talk about it. So Jamal Mosley's tremendous. Another guy, great guy, amazing in what he does, tremendous energy, and it does not happen without him. George Galante, my man, Double G. Here's the real irony. When I talk about the great, great PR executives in that league, Raymond Ritter comes to mind. Double R. Over here, you've got Double G. And the two of them are interesting. Like Ray was a guy, and not to cut into the beef segment, but Ray is a guy that when the franchise was way down here, Raymond Ritter was amazing. Like, did incredible work. Then they came up, and he still was amazing and did incredible work and never forgot about the show that was there for him when they were way down there. He's one of those guys. You know, some people, when they're way down here and they need you, they're great. And then when they come up in the world and they don't need you, then they're a-holes. Not Ray. Double G over here knows that Orlando's building something and they're grinding, and he's been great. He's great. Now they have this opportunity to build something, to build a monster, to build a bully, to be something special. And I know George is going to be there. Hey, George, thanks for making that happen. The Jungle appreciates you greatly. You are a pro, my man. Double G right there. G squared. Now it's time for the beef. Now that the niceties are out of the way, now it's time to beef. All beef jerky is not the same, clones. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags, so you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? 1-800-636-8686. Let's get it. Hey, Rome. My beef is with adult diaper commercials. There used to be a time when I associated those things with my grandma. Now I am being lured in with hot women, sporting them under tight jeans, strutting around all sexy and all. And it's actually working. Jim in Temecula. I know exactly what he's talking about. I know that commercial. Dude, I see you working. I'm not sure what the beef is, but I see you working. I mean, they're smart, right? Normally, you associate adult diapers with super old people that can no longer maintain their bodily functions. Now they're giving you somebody who's young and attractive. Smart. Hey, Rome. In other words, what's your beef, brah? My beef is with my sister-in-law. She's going through a divorce, and it becomes my problem since she had to move into my house for the foreseeable future. Listen, sis, it's not my fault you married a D-bag. Now my wife has zero interest in a wrestling match because she's worried that the rent-free house guest might hear something. Thanks for nothing, sis. JC in Northwest Arkansas. War not marrying a bag. It's good beef. That's legit beef right there. Dear Jim, my beef is with my wife's friends and coworkers. Roughly once a month, they all go out for drinks after work. Then the wife comes home nice and toasty and starts giving me the let's make a baby look. Then she sits down on the couch, asks me for a glass of water, and when I get back, she's passed the bleep out. Stop getting my wife too officered to wrestle. Thanks, Paul in Albany. Wore the drunk wife challenging me to a wrestling match. Unwore, no drunk wrestling. Wow. It is spicy and beefy to start. I mean, this isn't peppered. This is hot and spicy. At Johnny C-Nut. Jimmy, my beef is with my wife. I don't know that we've ever started with so many beefs and wives right off the top. My beef is with my wife, who doesn't realize she needs a multitude of items, a snack, a drink, and so on, until she sees me stand up. I'm just grabbing a bottle of water, not planning a trip to Whole Foods. Jim, I have a beef with Greg Norman. This guy is all but dead and buried, tries to come back and blow up the league he helped create, goes down in flames, and has the audacity to claim that he's a victim in all of this. Hey, minnow. Take a page from Jack Nicklaus, who turned down the 100 mil because he has something called integrity. Chris in Scottsdale. My beef has to do with Luka Doncic. Not because of the media hype. It's that every time he smiles, he flashes those chiclets that are the spawn of Jim Leland and Jewel. Get those things cleaned up. You're on national TV. Hashtag Euroteeth? Stephen Green Bay. Alvin, why are you playing that song? Oh, it's Jewel. I know. Hashtag Snaggletooth. At Shaggy Mac. Tense Mac. I got beef with Chalk, who is too young to understand my beef with little Billy Anderson, who used to beat me up in the first grade and steal my lunch money. Billy better hope that he never runs into me in a dark alley. All right. Okay. Romy, my beef is with the snobby at... Sorry about that. Y'all can't be jumping around like that on me. My beef is with these snobby-ass bags who want to complain about every single thing while on vacation. I'm trying to get my drink on while laying by the pool. Stop trying to kill my vibe. Signed, Amber in Portland, but currently in Cabo. Hashtag War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Amber, are you seriously participating in the beef segment from Cabo on vacay? If so, war you.
War Lady Clones.
That's a commitment right there. And don't you be coming at me or her for saying, are you kidding me? You have nothing better to do than participate in the beef segment? No, she's got beef. She's trying to enjoy her vacation. I see you working, Amber. Hey, Rome. What exactly do you mean, what's my beef? I'd say, but your EP Vlad never freaking sends you mine. Hey, Chalk, go outside and stare directly at the sun, eat a lot of garlic, and have a wooden spike drilled into your chest. Pissed off Steve from the Northwest. Easy, Steve-o. There you go. You got it red. Abril Rome Lincoln, my beef is with my idiotic, immature roommate. This moron thinks it's funny to fart on my pillow, and now I have pink eye? Now, every time before I fall asleep, I have to smell my pillow and check for fart. This is his revenge since I wrestled his girlfriend behind his back. Literally. V and the fee. Hey, V, no, you did not. None of that happened. Don't be that guy.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. V, don't do that. It's the beef segment, man. Don't lie. Jimmy! My beef is with the people who say pantsed when describing the removal of another's pants in a gratuitous manner. It doesn't make any sense. You're an HOF wordsmith who is fluent in the English language, and even you disseminate that crap to the masses. Going forward, please use the correct nomenclature of de-pantsed when mentioning this hilarious yet sometimes embarrassing act. War the understanding of prefixes and suffixes. Best regards, Kenneth E. in the 503. Hey, Kenneth, you ward an understanding that you don't even have. Come on, man. Don't do that. Rome,
don't do that.
My beef is with Alvin. The way the so-called genius panicked when you came back from break and didn't show up on the air. Dude had no clue what to do. Why didn't he just go into the John in C-Town tape? That thing is long enough to kill an entire segment. Next time, tell the baby maker not to panic, just to hit the lunch with a monkey button. Yeah, I don't know. Alvin probably was concerned that it was going to be his ass, because that's what they do. They cover their own ass. And I'm just sitting here ignoring him. So he crawled in on all fours and said, dude, can you not hear me? I'm like, oh, the red light's on. How long have I been on the air? I don't know, dude, like 8 minutes? Rome, my beef is that Alvy spends more time wrestling than working on the Smackoff promo. Hashtag beef segment. Hashtag what's your beef? It's close. It is close. At M. Curry. We're still waiting on that, Alvy. Any month now. At MR Curry 2288. Hey, Jim, my beef is with the meth head that rolled under my truck in broad daylight and hacked off my catalytic converter. Get a job, you tweakers. Jimmers. I got hashtag beef with my tattoo artist. Look, you sadist. I don't want to talk politics with you while you are pounding ink into my back. Of course I'm going to agree with every word you say. I don't want a hole through my spine. Signed, Abby. War quiet time. So far, the two best ones have come from the lady clones, Amber and Abby. Hey, Jim, my beef is with meteorologists. What the hell does partly sunny even mean? It's either sunny, partly cloudy, or mostly cloudy. It's always sunny behind the clouds because the sun is in space. The clouds are the problem, not the sun. Keep the sun's name out your mouth. Teddy in Rip City. You know what? I like that.
Keep my name out your mouth.
That's your leader in the clubhouse. Darren in Kuna. My beef is with my aunt for dying yesterday. Now the only one left in that generation is mom. Now when she croaks off, it will be my generation's turn to start getting dead. Bro, I hate to say it, but that's good. I'm sorry for your loss, but thank you for sharing. Because soon it will be your and our generation's turn to start getting dead. We're on the clock, yo. Zachary Book, I have beef with these California fives moving to Idaho and acting like they are now dimes. They're not. They're fake boobs, and bleached buttholes don't cut it here either.
Butthole.
All right, we have a new leader in the clubhouse.
Butthole.
These California fives moving to Idaho with their bleached buttholes.
Butthole.
Hey, Jim.
Butthole.
Butthole. Butthole.
Bleached.
Butthole.
Hey, Jim, my beef is when you say, shut up, Rit, during a rant, and we can't hear what the old codger is saying. Turn his mic on so he's not relegated to a bald mime in the back row.
Finally.
Jim in San Clemente. That's the whole point, dude. I'm trying to get him to stop talking. Why would I do that? Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is that round one of the NHL playoffs are already behind us, and we've yet to hear from Kathleen in Omaha. Where the hell is she? Bella B in Calgary.
I love when you talk.
Funny you ask. Why don't we go there right now? Let's go to Omaha. Kathleen, they're asking for you. What is your beef?
New York Ranger player who caused Sydney to miss Game 6 has to suffer the consequences. I will make him watch Space Jam 2 every day for a year, and Sydney gets to hit him in the face with a hockey stick until he is uglier than he already is.
She's back. Nice job, Kathleen. Way to go. Sydney gets to hit him in the face with a hockey stick until he is uglier than he already is. She's back. The queen of beef. Let's go to Humboldt. Jay in Humboldt. Jay, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. I got beef with these people that wear their clothes so tight you can see every dimple in their ass, a full view of their muffin tops, and a flawless silhouette of their moose knuckle or camel toe. That's my beef.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Let's try Title Town. JD. JD, what's your beef? JD, you're on the air. What's your beef?
Oh, yeah, this is...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Way to be at the ready, JD. Hey, JD, what's up? 1-1000, 2-1000. Hey, JD, what's your beef? Come on now. Be ready. If you're on hold, we're taking telephone calls. You may be next. Lafayette, Louisiana is our next stop. Charles, what's your beef?
Yeah, Jeff, this is Lafayette, Indiana.
But my bad.
Yeah, I'm.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
Charles,
not a
my guy,
car.
I'm sorry, bro. Like, you were right, I was wrong, but Alvin has a rule. And it's not a good rule, and it's not even a rule that makes sense. But the rule is don't correct the host, even when the host is wrong. That's why you got run, Charles. So if you have beef with me, you have every right to have beef with me. I literally have beef with the rule, but it's Alvin's rule, and he's got my back. You got run for correcting me, even though I was wrong. Alvin's response would be, dude, Indiana, Louisiana, whatever, don't correct the host, even if the host was wrong. In other words, you just got to roll with it. My man, I'm sorry. Alvin's not, but I am. We can't walk off on that. Let's go to Oregon. Ryan. Ryan, what's your beef?
Romy, my beef is with people who bring their dogs into Home Depot. And I'm not talking about blind people who need them or people who put them in the cart even. I'm talking about Chuck Brolin doppelgangers who look like extras from Yellowstone who can't control a 50-pound golden. They're freaking out of their minds.
No, I hear you, dude. There's a real issue with that. And again, I'm an animal person. I love animals. But I'm telling you, it's getting worse and worse. I can't go anywhere without losers bringing their dogs with them. I don't mean taking their dog for a walk. And I don't mean things like, hey, let's go to the beach with Rover. I mean, they're taking their dogs with them everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. And. If you're somebody who needs the animal legitimately, that's different. That's different. I'm talking about you just want to bring your dog with you wherever you go. Let's go to, I forgot to start the beef segment with my own beef. Why don't we go to NoCal, Kevin, in NoCal. Kevin, what's your beef?
My beef is with DoorDash customers who think it's okay not to tip because they leave a bottle of water on the porch for us and a note that says, thank you, drivers, for your services. Just give me my $5, Tiger.
Respect. I agree with you. You know where I come out on that. Especially people in the service industry that make their money in large part based on tips. They're paid a lower base because the thinking is they will be compensated by tips. This guy's saying, hey, yo, leaving a bottle of water on the porch and saying thank you for your service is not enough. Give me my $5. I think that's a legitimate beef. But I'm somebody who tips well because I don't want to be glossed, no tipping Pippin. I don't want the Matt Kuchar treatment. I don't want somebody calling up the beef segment and complaining about me being a cheapskate and not tipping. Way to work in the use of Tiger as well. One more before I go to break. We go to Lyndon. Ken, you're going to wrap it up for me. Ken, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy. My beef is I'm a truck driver, and every day I go out to the terminal to load my truck, and there's this old guy there that says, are we having fun yet? No, we're not having fun. We're working.
Fair enough, bro. I see you working. No, we're not having fun yet. It's work. I'm driving a truck, dude. It's not fun. It's work. I'm paying the bills. I'm punching the clock. No, we're not having fun. Especially when you keep asking me, are we having fun yet? No. We'll start having fun when you stop asking me that question, old man. That was fun, though. That was fun, and that was long. That was 22 minutes of beef. Hope you enjoyed that. And not only that, the phones are still ringing off the hook. Incredible. 1-800-636-8686. If you were really clever, you would spin that beef into an actual take. There it is. I didn't even reference it. To my left, the original, the old-fashioned, the teriyaki, the hot and spicy. They're all there, locked in a plastic box so Rit can't get at it. Free food. A weak battery could leave you stranded, so you do not want to take a chance, right? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that does fit your car and your budget. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting the battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and their excellent customer service, from the professional parts people you know you can trust, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I've got a beef with Gmail, and maybe it's me. You ever read an email and then you want to save it because you want to go back to it, and then you hit unread, but then it saves the entire thread, and then all of a sudden you don't have, like when you look at your phone, you don't have one unread email, you have nine. I'm like one of those guys who's kind of anal about that. Like, I don't like looking at my phone and seeing 1,348 text messages. Is that me? Is there a way around that? I guess, right? That's just a quick beef at the end of the beef segment. All right, so if you're just joining us now, I need to reset you really quickly. We just did a long, long beef segment. We already had Jamal Mosley on. He's the head coach of the Orlando Magic. Big, big night for the Magic. They win the draft lottery, and we've seen in the past what they've done with that first pick. They have made generational picks, and there may be some generational talent. They've already got a really young nucleus, a good nucleus. They're athletic. They're long, they're active, they have very good energy. They're the epitome of, I like that energy. And it starts with their head coach, Jamal Mosley. So we had him on, and he talked about what it meant to the organization and what it meant to the fan base for them to win. And I thought the story about him, the way he ended up on that stage, was great. He said, there were all these things that were happening leading up to this, that it was a sign. I felt lucky So at the last second, we decided I would represent the team, and sure enough, it worked. So we had that back in hour number one. The beef segment took up the entire first half hour of hour number two. I've got Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen coming up, the top of hour number three. I talked about the Heat. The Heat did not get off to a good start last night. There was no way in hell, all right? No way in hell the Heat were going to lose the home court and lose that game and let Boston come in minus two key players, no matter how badly they started. And then they came out in the third quarter and they did Heat things. I'm telling you, for a number one seed, I'm not sure I've ever seen a team as disrespected as the Miami Heat are. So I would say they made something of a statement last night. I understand that Boston was busted up, but I also understand there was no way Miami was going to lose that game. And they didn't. We could talk about the Western Conference Finals. Last I checked, it was Golden State minus five, game one. How do you like that number? How are you going to play that one? I will be honest and transparent, as I always am. I hit the Heat on the money line last night. Winning feels good, man. Losing sucks, but winning feels good. And yeah, I did hit the money line. I did not play the spread. I hit the money line. That felt pretty good. We could talk about the lottery and how well it went for Orlando and how badly it went for the Lakers. Even the Pelicans were piling on the Lakers. You know why it went badly for the Lakers? They don't have a pick. It also went badly for the Knicks, because it always does, except when they freeze envelopes and it's fixed. Allegedly. But probably. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continuing. I've got a recap of last night. And I'll tell you what. I want to give some love to the Bengals. I love the Bengals. Like I said, there's certain franchises that inherently I'm pulling for. The Bengals, the Orlando Magic. I love to see them come up in the world and get theirs when things have gone wrong for a long, long time. Things are going all right for the Bengals. Joe Cool finally had something to say and got up and addressed the media. Man, I'm so into this guy. I love Joe Burrow. Love the fact that he goes down, shreds his knee, comes back. They put him behind, I'm going to argue, the worst offensive line I've ever seen in a Super Bowl. The guy gets the holy hell beat out of him week after week after week and continues to get up every single time and make plays and never blames anybody at all. The Bengals recognize this. They give him all sorts of help in front of him, and now you look the hell out. And now they've got a big bullseye on their back. And by the way, I think they wear it really well. I love what I'm hearing from Cincinnati. So all of that. And the smack-off. It is smack-off season. You got to be in it to win it. 1-800-636-8686. I'm looking at DraftKings. That number's now 5.5. So I wonder if you got 5. Golden State minus 5.5. That's tough now. You got a Dallas Mavericks team that's unafraid. You got a Dallas Mavericks team that's got a super, superstar. But Golden State is Golden State. How are you going to play that one? I'll be honest. I've not hit that yet. But I'm all about it. Can't wait. All right, we'll take a short time out. Also, something else today. Episode 222 of the Jim Rome Podcast. Dr. Myron Roll, neurologist, brain surgeon, former NFLer. God, what a great dude. Great dude, amazing story. And he is, in fact, a brain surgeon, literally. And sounds like it, and shows up like it. It's a great conversation. And we talked about his days in Florida State. We talked about him playing for Bobby Bowden. We talked about what it was like when the NFL dream died, how he bounced back. And the fact that he is a brain surgeon with two sets of young twins. Like, this dude is incredible. Myron Roll, after the program.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I I gotta admit, I do like the reaction to the beef segment. Mike and Minnie writes, give JD a golden ticket. That call could beat a, quote, good Matt in LA call any day. Before you reset that, hold on. Abby is in. JD just made my morning so good. Oh, and now Charles, I'm dying. Jaime, Alvin, is Joe Pesci from Casino. You mess with Jim Rome, you get dead. Stephen S.A. All right, they're talking about these two things. First, JD. Abby said, JD just made my morning. This guy made her morning by doing this. JD. JD, what's your beef? JD, you're on the air. What's your beef?
Oh, yeah, this is
Now you're dead. Then Charles. I mean, Charles was so cool. You could hear the smile on his voice. Like, he didn't want to correct me because he likes me and respects me, but he had to correct me. Like, I got it wrong. So Charles went like this, and Alvin did Charles like this. Lafayette, Louisiana is our next stop. Charles, what's your beef?
Yeah, this is Lafayette, Indiana.
But my bad.
Yeah, I'm That's not a good
call. No. I mean, it really was my bad. You might even say, Rome, what are you, stupid? Lafayette, Louisiana. I will be honest. When I get caught up in the moment sometimes, I have no excuse. I mean, there's no reason why I should look at that and not know. I mean, I could easily say, hey, idiot, across the glass, don't do that. But I should be able to look at that and know it's not Lafayette, Louisiana. But I'm not really paying attention.
Don't do
to that. I'm more focused on the person, the call, the next call, the clock, how much time we have. I don't even have a good excuse. There's no excuse for it. The clock. So my man, it'd be like, yeah, let's go to Los Angeles, New York. Who wouldn't correct that? Of course he corrected it. Let's go to Los Angeles, Oregon. But the rule is, do not correct the host. So Alvin ran him. Like this guy, Salvador, Jim. I love how Alvin ran Charles and Lafayette. You need to take Alvin to Eagle River this summer to have your back when that giant barbecue bully, Woody, tries to slap another kooky omelet or greasy pork chop on your plate. I don't even know where to start with that. First of all, it's an amazing thing to me and even to Woody's family that Woody has become a topic on this show. The amazing thing about Woody, and now he's a barbecue bully. Okay, first of all, it was not a barbecue. It was breakfast. If anything, he's a frying pan bully. He's a skillet bully. He was not a barbecue bully, so that's not really accurate. In fact, he's not a bully at all. Now, physically, you don't want to mess with Woody. Woody will give you the hands. He's a good guy, nice guy. He's not like an intimidating guy in that sense, but you know how you look at some guys like, you know you don't want any part of that? Woody. But he's a good dude. Big smile on his face. Good energy. But a guy takes care of himself, and he's a big dude. He's a big dude that serves a big freaking omelet. Now, really quickly, the legend of Woody is this. We build this house in Eagle River. Eagle River is in northern Wisconsin. I hear about Woody. It's a small town. It's a really small town, and we live in this small neighborhood, and it's like in the forest, and it's on a chain of lakes. And from the second I step foot on that land, it's Woody this, Woody that, Woody. I'm like, who's Woody, man? Who's this guy Woody? Woody owns multiple businesses. Woody is like this larger-than-life figure. Woody's like freaking Paul Bunyan with a personality. And Woody, in fact, puts every neighborhood kid to work. Like, I don't know how many businesses Woody owns. I think all of them. And what Woody doesn't own, Matt Coleman owns. All right, that's my guy. Anyway, Woody puts Jake to work. Woody puts everybody to work. So I get invited to this breakfast. And it's to benefit either the firemen or there's a reason for it. And Woody and Molly, they're great people. Great, great people. So I keep hearing about the breakfast. I go to the breakfast. Happy go to the breakfast. And there's a line out the kitchen. And Woody's making like these 8 egg omelets. They're gigantic. So he's like, hey, Rome, good to see you. I'm like, hey, Woody, good to see you. You want an omelet? Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And I start to turn. He's like, no, wait, your pork chop. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. He's like, you're getting one anyway. A pork chop with an 8 egg omelet. I tell this story on the air. Y'all have a lot of fun with that. It works its way back to Woody. And by the way, one day Woody's daughter, who goes to Alabama, is listening to the show. Why, I have no idea. Or she's watching the show. And she's like, Jim's talking about dad. Again. So they're in Tuscaloosa. His daughter goes to Alabama and somehow is hearing me talk about her dad. Woody is fine with all of it. Woody's like, not only is he fine with it, he's not like awed by it at all. Woody, I think in the back of his mind, is like, of course they're talking about me, man. I'm Woody. Well, why wouldn't a nationally syndicated talk show host talk about me? I'm freaking Woody. Anyway, Woody wants it well known. To me and all of you clones, he's stepping his breakfast game up this summer.
Step your game up.
So I don't know what that means. How do you step up from an 8 egg omelet and a pork chop? There's no room left on that plate. You can drop a prime rib on me, a a brion. What are you going to do? A ribeye, bone-in ribeye, dry-aged, bone-in New York on top of that 12 egg omelet? Woody, you do know that I've got no eligibility left. I can't play for Alabama. Dude, I'm just trying to get through the morning. Woody ain't playing. But we're not going to have any Woody slander on this program. He is not a barbecue bully, man. He's great. Great dude to have 8 eggs and a pork chop with. 8 eggs, 8 beers, and 8 pork chops. And he'll have your back. If things start to go sideways in the bar, he'll have your back. Hey, man, it's Wisconsin. Anything could happen. Stucknut, hook Big Head up with Woody so he can work for more than 5 minutes a week. Here's the other thing about Woody. Like, the kids don't mess with him. Like, they know you have to be at work on time. Like, he hires them all, but they don't mess with him. That's why when Jake said to me, yeah, Dad, I'm going to quit one day into his job. I'm like, let me tell you something, dude. Not only do you have to deal with me, as soon as you're done dealing with me, and that's not going to be pleasant, it's going to be much worse when you tell Woody that you're quitting after one day. Get your ass back to work. Nunzio, every mob boss sitting in a jail cell wishes they had the loyal soldiers like Alvy, the runner. See, the funny thing about that is, frankly, Alvy generally is neutral. Alvy does not like the confrontation. Alvy tries to stay out of things. I've said it before. He's neutral. He's Switzerland. I've tried to involve him in other things. He's like, well, dude, you know. I'm like, no, Alvin, just give me your take. I'm asking you specifically for your take. Well, dude, you know. And he won't give you it. He won't take a side. He does not want to offend anybody. So the fact that he drops the hammer the way he always does for, quote, correcting the host is actually pretty interesting. He's not the mob boss that you think he is or the soldier that you think he is. Only in that regard. Only in that regard.
Far from it.
Geoff and Lincoln's back in for more somehow. Actual footage of Alvin and Jim communicating in the morning. Rome. Good morning, Alvin. How was your evening yesterday? Alvin fires off boing sound drop. Like I said, at the very top of the program, the way Alvin communicates, he first went 10 years without actually talking to me. And then right around year 11 or 12, we started to have small talk. And now when I challenge him or push him on something and he doesn't like it, rather than using his words, he uses his drops.
That's right.
Like, he started the program by saying, dude, I need you to do A, B, C, D, and E. I said, Alvin, I can't do five things at one time. Even I can't do that. It's an impossibility. And he immediately fired the anything is possible, that. He didn't say, dude, can you please do it? Or, dude, it's my ass if you don't do it. Or, dude, it's not that big of a deal. You do it every single day. I said to him, that's not possible. To which he responded,
anything's possible!
That. Hey, Alvin, let me ask you something, man. How was last night? What'd you do? What did you get into last night, Alvin? I thought so. I figured.
No, no, no.
Yes, yeah, yes. Happy hump day, Alvin. You too, Pervin.
Get out of Dodge.
All right, so when we come back, top of hour number three belongs to Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen. I'm still trying to talk about the LA Lakers and what they're saying to prospective head coaching candidates. Yeah, what would you do in this situation? What would you do in this situation? What the hell would you do with Westbrook?
Westbrook.
They're asking potential candidates. Like, we have no idea what to do with Westbrook.
Westbrook.
What would you do with Westbrook?
Westbrook.
We will get into all of that when we come back.